Last week, David Holes, the founder of Midjourney, the company best known for generating six-fingered anime waifus and getting sued by Disney, sat on stage and announced their next big initiative to get inside of you. Midjourney Medical is a new division of Midjourney with the goal to reimagine the foundations of healthcare and our relationships to our bodies. The last time a San Francisco company wanted to reimagine the relationship with my body, I ended up getting Narcan behind the Ben & Jerry's at Fisherman's Wharf, but they said you can't OD on the same thing twice, so I'm feeling optimistic. David went on to basically say that because Midjourney is bootstrapped and profitable, they can afford to focus on something no other frontier AI lab would touch with a 10-foot pole, and that is actually improving the human experience. In today's video, we'll look at how they plan on doing that, what it may mean for the future of healthcare, and why I now know that I have the bone density of a Civil War widow. It is June 23rd, 2026, and you're watching The Code Report. In today's world, if you want to look inside yourself, you have a few options that were all invented before the personal computer. You've got an MRI machine, which feels like sitting inside a Titan submersible as it screams at you for an hour, or you can do a CT scan, which is much faster, but with that speed comes a microdose of radiation. There's also a DEXA scan, which is more convenient, but causes depression when you get the results and realize that veggie straws don't actually contain any vegetables in them. All three are expensive at best and locked behind the bureaucracy of the healthcare system at worst. Not to mention, the whole industry is gated behind referrals, insurance fights, and wait times that give that pesky lump in your pants time to grow. That's why Midjourney got my attention last week when they announced their goal is to make a medical imaging device called ultrasonic CT that's cheap, fast, and accessible. It works by having you step into a platform and slowly lowers you into a shallow pool of warm water. As you sink, you pass through a ring of 500,000 tiny sensors that are each about the size of a grain of sand, equipped with a microscopic speaker and microphone that fires ultrasonic waves through your body at 1,000,000 times per second. When the waves come back, depending on what they pass through, they come back in different shapes. This creates terabytes of data per second about your insides, but reconstructing a coherent image from ambiguous noisy input is ironically the one thing Midjourney has spent years perfecting. The end result looks a lot like what you get with today's MRIs, but at nearly 100 times the speed and without having to marinate in the screaming tube. Because this whole process is just sound waves, some water, and eventually a minute of your time, Midjourney believes getting scanned should be much more common than it is today. But to do that, it needs to be available in a place you actually want to visit. And as Robert Kraft once told me, there's no better place than a spa. So they're also launching Midjourney Spa, a 25,000 square foot space in San Francisco at the end of 2027, complete with hot tubs, saunas, cold plunges, and in their words, cozy rooms of pools of golden light which softly scan your body. The pitch is that you show up for a relaxing day, dip into some water, maybe turn down some LSD from an early FTX employee, and the full body scan just sort of happens as a side effect. But before you get too excited about cold plunging with Linux kernel maintainers, there are some people who have doubts, and they happen to be doctors. The biggest critique is that ultrasound is great at soft, squishy stuff near the surface, like your thyroid, kidneys, or abdomen, but the laws of physics prevent sound waves from traveling through air or bone, which means your air-filled lungs and your skull-wrapped brain are basically invisible to it. And clever, vibe-coded software is never going to fix that. It's also extremely early. That 60-second scan is a goalpost, but today, the prototype takes about 20 minutes to finish and has no FDA clearance. So for now, the only thing it's legally allowed to tell you is your body composition, which if you're watching this, I could probably tell you as well. So the current plan is that over the next year, they'll be refining the hardware, running research trials, and building out the first research spa before it opens at the end of 2027. In the meantime, they'll keep submitting test results to the FDA to slowly unlock the actual disease detecting stuff, build out Gen 3 of their scanner, which they hope to have done in 2028, and scale a fleet of over 50,000 machines by 2031, which is enough to give monthly scans to 1 billion people. So no, the Midjourney Spa probably isn't deleting 30% of all deaths next year, and the haters roasting the physics have legit reasons to be hating. But after years of watching the smartest people alive use their powers to create God, there's something refreshing about a profitable AI lab bringing accessible health optimizations to the masses. But another thing that's refreshing is Retool, the sponsor of today's video. Their research research found that 93% of tech leaders say they're worried about running AI-generated apps in production, and the other 7% are probably too dumb to realize that they've already been zero-dayed. That's one reason why Retool just launched a new app builder, where you can safely connect those apps to your team's databases and APIs while inheriting your org's auth permissions and audit logs. You can import an existing app from tools like Claude Code, or you can start with a fresh prompt like I'm doing here, and Retool turns it into a full-stack React app with code you can inspect. You also get full visibility into the queries it runs and the data that comes back instead of just blindly trusting whatever the AI hallucinates. Retool is the missing link for actually shipping all your AI prototypes. Try it out today and you'll get free app imports through July 1st, plus bonus AI credits on every paid plan. This has been the Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.